Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast, bringing you worldwide experts from all areas of health and fitness. We cover training, nutrition, coaching, and mindset. Welcome your host, strength and conditioning coach, 2012 and 2013 CrossFit Games champ, Michael Cashew. Mind, body, brute.
Hey guys, this is Michael Cashew. And first off, I want to thank all of you that have reached out to me on Instagram or email and let me know that you're in for this 90-day challenge. We've got people that have nutrition goals, fitness-related goals, coaching goals, even one guy that is committed to doing something with software development. I forget what the program was, but he wants to master this new software. So it's super motivating and inspiring to have you guys doing this with me. If you don't know what I'm talking about right now, go and listen to the Zero to Competence episode. It was my first solo episode. I'm fired up. It's really fun to be doing this with you guys, and I'm super excited to see what you're learning about learning, what you're learning about yourself, etc. So a guy named Sean reached out to me recently on Instagram, and he asked about how to think about life and priorities. He's in the military, he is in school, he's a high-level competitor, he wants to get better in his nutrition, he's got a million different goals and not enough time. So he wants to know my thoughts on prioritization. And I think this is a great question, because in today's day and age, there are more opportunities than ever. There's more information than ever. There is more news and media than ever before. There are more things pulling at our attention and our time than ever before in history. So it is imperative. It is paramount. What other $5 words do I have? It's super, super important to figure out what we value and what is most important in our lives. If we're able to do this, we're going to be more productive, more creative. We're probably going to be more fulfilled in life, because our actions are in line with our true values, our deepest values. And if we don't figure these things out, if we don't learn to prioritize, then we will probably end up stressed out, overwhelmed, and you may get to the end of your life realizing that you spent way too much time on bullshit and not enough time on the things that really matter to you. So this is really important. And this really hits home for me, because about 5 or 6 years ago, I was kind of at rock bottom when it comes to prioritization. I had just started a business. I started Brute Strength, and I had just met a D, and so I had just way, way, way too much shit on my plate. I was trying to learn business and marketing and finance and podcasting, and I was obsessed with this new woman, so I wanted to spend all of my time with her. I was trying to keep in touch with friends. I was trying to travel. I was trying to have all of these novel experiences, and I just had way too much on my plate. I didn't feel like I had time enough to dedicate my real focus and energy into any of those things. And so I adopted a lot of new routines and habits. I tried different habit tracking apps and organization systems and prioritization or productivity techniques. And my goal was to take all of the things that I was already doing and just try to do them all more efficiently. I didn't want to make any trade-offs. I just said, I'm gonna make sure that I keep doing all of these things, and I'm just gonna do them more time efficiently. And while all of those tricks and tools did help me save a little bit of time, at the end of the day, I still felt about the same. I didn't feel like I was really giving the most important things my full attention. So what I did, and I didn't intend for this to have the effect that it did, but I did a vision and goals exercise about 5 or 6 years ago. A friend of mine was an employee or had been an employee of Lululemon, and she gave me one of their employee onboarding packets. They have this system or this exercise that they take all of their employees that have been with them for like a year or more. They take them all through this. It's a really intensive exercise that allows you to create a vision for your life, goals for your life, and essentially figure out what really matters to you, what you value, what really matters to you in this moment, at this point in your life. And so I did that exercise. And what I found was that I identified the things that I wanted to accomplish in the near future and what really mattered to me. And then all of a sudden, all of these things that I assumed were priorities just started to fall out of my life. I started to hang out with people kind of on the fringe of my network a lot less, like people that I just kind of knew. I didn't feel guilty about not hanging out with them anymore. I spent way less time on social media. In fact, for the past 2 or 3 years, I've been on social media almost not at all. I stopped traveling unless it felt like a fuck yes. A lot of times I was just traveling to travel because I had this remote digital job and I could travel all of the time. But all of a sudden I decided, unless I feel like this is an amazing trip and I'm going to get something super valuable out of it, whether that be it be super entertaining or I'm going to learn something or I'm going to connect with someone that really matters to me, then I'm not going. And all of these things that I was doing that I thought were priorities just started to fall off. As soon as I identified what really, really mattered to me, where I was going and where I was going, all of these little things started to fall away. So there's this analogy, I don't know where it comes from, but of a professor in front of his class, and he's got a mason jar and he fills the mason jar with some rocks. And he asks his students, is this jar full? And everybody looks at the jar and they say, yes, of course. And he says, no. And then he takes these pebbles that are a little bit smaller and he sprinkles those inside of the jar. And they're like filling in some of the cracks. And then he says, now is the jar full? And they look at the jar and they say, okay, now, yeah, definitely it's full. And then he says, no, it's not full. And then he takes a handful of sand and then he pours it into the jar. And then it fills in every little nook and cranny of the jar. And then now, finally, the jar is full. And this analogy basically means the big rocks are the things in our life that really matter. They are our biggest priority. The pebbles are the things that matter, but we could do without. And then the sand is all of the things that are in our life that don't matter to us, but that we just continue doing. And if we don't identify what those big rocks are, if we don't articulate it, verbalize it, create language around it, and just get really crystal clear about what our big rocks are, then the pebbles and the sand of our life will just fill up that jar and there will not be any more time for those big rocks. So you could adapt a million different routines and habits to try to do everything in your life more efficiently. You can download habit tracking apps or time saving apps. You can do a million different things to just try to be more efficient and save time. But if you don't know what your priorities are and you don't have them ordered, you don't know what's the most important, second most important, et cetera, then you don't really know where to spend your time. If you only have a certain amount of time and you have 5 things to do, you don't know where to spend that time. So what can you do? So number one is I highly encourage you to go through this Lululemon Vision and Goals packet. It's free. You can Google it. Just Google Lululemon Vision and Goals exercise. And this will take you probably a couple hours. If you don't have a couple hours, simply write down all of the things in your life that really matter to you and then circle the top 10 and then order them. And the goal, and this is what I've continued to do throughout the last 5 or 6 years, is to, you want to continually refine what you think matters most to you. And again, if you only have 2 hours to spend, if you have that list in your head, you don't have to pull it up, but just by going through the exercise of writing it down, once you know what your first, second, third, fourth most important things are to spend your time on, then it makes making decisions so much easier. Number two is once you've identified what really matters to you, whether you go through the Lululemon packet or you just write down the things that matter to you, go to your calendar and make time for those most important things. What often happens to us is we have some sort of insight, like I want to be spending more time with my family, or I need to take better control of my nutrition, or I want to exercise more, whatever it is. And we have this insight and we have all of this motivation, but if we don't go and create a system for getting that thing done, it will never get done. And what I mean when I say system is if we don't put it into our calendar, wherever we're planning our lives, it's just not going to get done. So I'm a huge fan of Google Calendar. There's a ton of different calendar apps. You can even do a paper calendar. Wherever you are planning your life per se, your meetings, your classes, whatever you're doing in your life, go and put those most important things in there first and let all of the pebbles and the sand fill up around it. And I know this can take some shuffling. You might have to get rid of some of the pebbles in your life to make this happen. And that's okay. And I know it might feel challenging and you might feel some resistance as I say this. And I totally understand that. Life is about making trade-offs a lot of times so that we can truly make time for the rocks in our life. So as you do this, after you do these exercises and you're actually following through on these things, I want you to start to notice your confidence in your direction in life. I want you to notice how energized you feel and how kind of compelled you feel to get out of bed in the morning, because you're going to start to feel like you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are doing life to the fullest. You're doing what matters most to you, and that just feels fucking amazing. I also want you to notice how you just stop caring about stupid shit that you used to care about. You might be surprised. Anyway, guys, I hope this was valuable. If you want to get in on this 90-day challenge, it's not too late. Go and listen to the Zero to Competent episode I put out a couple weeks ago. Let me know if you're in. You can direct message me at Michael Cazayoux, Cazayoux. Let me know you're in. Let me know where you're up to. And guys, if you have anything that you are struggling with, any challenges or obstacles that you're going through in your life, in sport, in business, in relationships that you think I could help with on the podcast, let me know. Best place to get a hold of me is probably Instagram direct message. Peace.
This episode is finished, but your training journey continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com/SSW and grab your free pack of 32 accessory workouts that you can incorporate into your training and start improving your strength immediately. That's brutestrengthtraining.com/SSW.